young Marshalltown Chevrolet. I'm Sarah Smith, Membership and Communications Director for the Marshalltown Area Chamber of Commerce. Today we are joined with Retta Schmidt. She is the owner of State Street Trading Company, and we're super excited to learn more about your business. Retta, welcome.
Good morning, Sarah. How are you?
Good. So thanks for being here today, and we're super excited. So tell us, for those who don't know, what is State Street Trading Company?
So we are a consignment boutique. So we do women's clothing, handbags, shoes, accessories. And then we do men's suit and tuxedo, like rentals and sales.
Awesome. And so tell us kind of the history of your business. How long you've been in business? How did you get into the business?
Sure. So when I was in college, I bought and sold stuff kind of as like a job to help pay for college and things. And when I saw that the building was going to be available, I was like, maybe I should try it and do something. And my husband works at Emerson, so we were happy to move back to Marshalltown after college. And so I said, well, I'll give it a shot. I opened up in April of 2018, which then we weren't open very long and the tornado hit. But we reopened then that year in December. So we've been open about 6.5 years now.
Awesome. And so let's talk a little bit about where you're located and where people can find you, those hours, all that good stuff.
Yeah. So we are over at 35 West State Street, which is right across from the Coliseum. You can get to us from any direction now.
Yeah.
And we have some beautiful new like plants and things in the front. So it looks very fancy. So our hours are Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 5, and Saturday, 10 to 2. We also have a website that's just statestradingco.com where you can find more information about how our consignment works. You can look through all of our tux catalogs, all of that kind of thing. You can even schedule appointments on there if you want to bring stuff in for consignment.
Yeah, awesome. You're right there on the corner of, is it First and
yeah.
State?
First
yep. and State. And your window displays are always awesome. When I walked down there the other day, there was a beautiful shimmering dress and all that good stuff. So beautiful for fall right now. You have it decked out.
Well, thank you. Usually my mother does the window displays and she really puts her whole heart and soul into it. This was my makeshift window before she gets home to help me with it. So Christmas will be insane, I'm sure. It will be quite the display. She's already thinking of ideas for it. So I appreciate that.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you did a great job.
Thank
I know
you.
Your mom always does a great job, too. But this one looks really good. So,
thank you.
So take it. So tell us, Retta, how many employees do you have?
I have two. I have a couple girls that will come back from college over the holidays and work, which is nice because then I get to see them and hear about how they're doing. But I have two right now, one that goes to MCC and one that actually is homeschooled. So
nice.
They're there not too much, a few hours a week. But it's really helpful, especially in those busier afternoons when we have a ton of consignment coming in. It's like, oh, I'm so glad you're here. I need the help.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's touch a little bit on that. As you mentioned, the consignment. So what is kind of the process for someone, say they want to bring in some items?
Sure. So if you don't have an account, we can just make you one when you come in. So you can either schedule an appointment online to bring up to 30 items. If you don't like going online, you can just call us at the shop and we can schedule it for you. Or you can always bring up to 10 items as a walk-in. So you can literally show up anytime we're open with 10 items and we'll go through them and put them on your account depending on which items we're going to take. So, for example, if you have an appointment and you bring 30 items, we'll go through those. Then the items that we take that we think will sell, we put those out on the floor under your name. And when they sell, you get a percentage of the profit. So if it sells for under $50, you get 40%. If it sells for over $50, you get 50%. And that just goes straight onto your account. You can take it as a check at any time. Or if you choose to use it in the store, you get an extra 10% added to it as kind of a little bonus for putting it back into the shop.
Yeah, absolutely. And let's talk about some of the types of products that you accept. So, you know, I know everything kind of from women's clothing, bags, jewelry, shoes. Let's talk about that.
Yeah. So we try to take a wide range of sizes. So usually extra, extra small is about the smallest that we go, but women's sizing, not like juniors. And then all the way up to 4X. So it's kind of same for shoes. Like we'll take 4.5 and we'll take 12. I have a lot of women that come in and are like, oh my gosh, you have size 11 shoes. I never find that.
Me.
Yeah. And my mother. So I try to take a wide variety there. As far as like bags and things, we take all kinds of handbags. We take like, you know, little travel backpacks. We take wallets. We take sunglasses. We take all different kinds of jewelry. We actually have two engagement rings in the store right now, which isn't super common, but, you know, to have before the holidays, somebody might want a deal on that. So
yeah, time to pop the question.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, cool. So yeah, all that kind of stuff. I'm trying to think of, we have School Spirit apparel as well. Mm-hmm. I should mention that. So we partnered with Tag Screen Printing just down the street, and they make all of our School Spirit apparel. So we get new things and new designs every once in a while, which I'll post online. But we have adult sizing, so it's unisex sizing, small through about 3X. It just kind of depends on the item.
Yeah. And what are the schools that you have the School Spirit for?
So we have Marshalltown, BCLUW, East Marshall, a little bit of West Marshall, and GMG. But we have recently gotten in, the Comet fans are really good to come in. So we just got some new Comet stuff last week, and that's been pretty popular. So
yeah, awesome. I know you have a good variety there, and it's a little something in addition to the consignment items that's unique.
Yeah,
absolutely. Well, when we come back on this Chamber Member Moment presented by Greg Young, Marshalltown Chevrolet, we'll talk more with Retta from State Street Trading Company.
Small businesses are the backbone of our community. Marshalltown Area Chamber of Commerce reminds you that when you shop locally, you are benefiting members of our community and adding to our local community overall. You'll find local business owners are generally more knowledgeable, provide better service, and even know their customers by name. Marshalltown Area Chamber of Commerce exists to be an advocate for our business community. Membership in the Chamber benefits your business and adds to the strength of our advocacy efforts. For more information on shopping locally and Chamber membership, go to marshalltown.org.
Looking for a provider you can trust to make your child's health a priority? At Story Medical Clinic in Nevada, our providers are skilled when it comes to caring for kids. From preventive care, vaccinations, well child checks, and mental health services, to treatment for common childhood illnesses and injuries, the team at Story Medical Clinic is prepared to serve your family. To establish care for your kids at Story Medical Clinic, call 515-382-5413. To learn more about our team, visit storymedical.org/clinics.
Welcome back to the Chamber Member Moment, presented by Greg Young, Marshalltown Chevrolet. I'm Sarah Smith, Membership and Communications Director for the Marshalltown Area Chamber of Commerce. Today we are joined with Retta from State Street Trading Company. Welcome back, Retta.
Thanks, Sarah.
Yeah, so we're excited to hear more about what your business has to offer. So we were just talking about consignment of women's clothing, shoes, purses, jewelry, all that good stuff. In addition, you have School Spirit gear as well. So let's talk a little bit more on the consignment. So you mentioned, you know, having an appointment, or someone can do a walk-in as well. So when someone does bring in their items, how do you prefer that they bring those in?
So totally up to you. If you're looking for like speed in a tub, the easiest way is if it's just everything's folded in a tub, you can put shoes and jewelry in there too. Doesn't matter. If you'd prefer to bring it in on hangers, you can, but we'll give those back to you because we use all of our own hangers. So either way, or even in a bag. I have ladies that bring just stuff in a little grocery bag. It really makes no difference. But for speed, probably folded in a tub or bag or tote or something.
Yeah, nice and neat for you guys to be able to go through
it.
So what type of condition do you look for in items when you are consigning?
Yeah, so ideally, like new or very new condition. We do take some like vintage Iowa State, UNI type stuff. So that stuff we're a little bit more lenient on. But in general, we want it to have a life with someone else. So pre-loved is good, but pretty good condition, fairly unworn, and preferably purchased in the last 2 or 3 years. Like I said, with kind of vintage, like football type stuff, we're not too picky about it. But especially with, we take formal dresses and homecoming dresses, things like that. I had my prom dress in the store for a while, and it was not popular. So I think that 2 to 3 year range for formals and stuff too tends to be about right with how quickly the styles change.
Yeah. And so how long then are like my items on consignment?
So we keep the items for around 60 days. So we do 2 week increments. So it might not be exactly 60 days, but you get that or a little bit longer. And then we'll give you a pickup card when you first come in. So anytime you bring in items, we will give you a pickup card that says dates on it. So it's a span of a week that we're open, a Tuesday through Saturday. And you have that week to pick up your items if you'd like them back, if they haven't sold, or we donate locally if you don't want them back. It's completely up to you.
Gotcha. And then we touched on this before the commercial break, but remind us, what sizes do you offer?
So extra, extra small through four extra large. Same thing, like same kind of range for pants. And then shoes like 4.5 to about 12 seems to be what we're doing.
Gotcha. And so you alluded to this a little bit, but let's talk about prom and homecoming. You have offerings for the ladies and the guys. So tell us about that.
Yes, we do. So we do tuxedo and suit rentals, which is more popular with the high school age kids because they're growing and changing. But we also do sales now, too. We didn't always do that. We started that about last year. So for rentals, we use Milroy's out of Waterloo, which is a great company to partner with. It's nice to be so close and have another Iowa-based company to work with. And we have like over 100 tuxedo styles, over 600 tie colors. It's a wide variety. And so the way that the kids will do that for usually prom, not so much homecoming because it's a little more casual, but for prom, they will either make an appointment on a Tuesday through Saturday, or they can, Tuesday through Thursday, or they can show up anytime on a Friday or Saturday near prom season. So we do just open appointments Fridays and Saturdays. Those are the main days that the kids come in because they don't have sports and they're not as busy. And then we measure them and they pick out what they'd like to rent. And then those come in about a week before prom. They come try them on, make sure everything's how they want it. And then we either pick those up at the after prom, after prom is all done. We'll have like a rack and we'll pick them back up so the parents don't have to bring them in. Or they can be returned to the store. That's always an option and obviously works a little bit better for the Marshalltown kids because they're close by.
Yeah, absolutely. And so in that kind of, I think I remember you having maybe like reminders on your social media for the kids to be able to come in and rent in a certain time frame. And, you know, you're organized with all of the dates for all the surrounding schools and all that. So your social media is awesome in that aspect of having all that information readily available for the kids to be able to see or the parents to be able to see, correct?
Yes, thank you. So I've been doing recently like a what I call a prom step by step. So I post it online pretty frequently around prom time that kind of gives parents and students just a way to see, like, how is this going to work? Like, what do I do first? Do I need to call? Do we show up? Do we make an appointment online? What do we do? And then, you know, how that's going to work, kind of like I just explained to you, like, okay, you're going to come in, you're going to look through the book, you're going to decide what you want, we're going to measure you. Then you're going to have to come back, try it on and pick it up, and then, you know, return it after that. So I usually have on there, like, you know, here's your time frame, or like, you know, the BCLUW kids, their prom's a little earlier. So I like to say, okay, you know, you've got about 2 weeks out is what I tell people is really safe for prom. There's also not late fees if you order it more than 2 weeks out, which is great. So if you know you're going to prom, that's a good thing to start thinking about at least 2 weeks before your actual prom day. But I do try to have things to remind people. I think we're going to do the same thing this year that we did last year, which is kind of depending on when the school's proms are, about a month before that, we'll do like a discount weekend where if you come in, it's your school's weekend and you come in, you get a certain percent off or a dollar amount off. I think last year we did about $10 off. So we'll probably do something like that again where I'll post, okay, East Marshall and West Marshall, if you come, you know, the last weekend in March, you get $10 off or whatever. To make it a little easier for kids to think, oh, that's my school. I probably need to start thinking about that. So I try to keep it easy for the parents and the students, especially with how busy kids are in the spring.
Yeah, absolutely. And then, you know, like you said, not having to rush towards the getting closer to the prom too. So
yeah,
having it done well in advance is always good. So let's talk about the ladies though, too. You also have prom dresses that people can purchase.
Yes, we do. We have, last year we had, I think the most we've ever had, we had almost 400 dresses.
Wow.
So we put those out January 1st. So I know the couple girls that work for me, they were shopping like end of January. So I was like, oh, dang. Okay, we gotta put our things out a little bit sooner. So January 1st, or, you know, that's obviously New Year's, but as closest to that as we are open, the prom dresses are on the floor. So we'll have like two racks of them. Those usually go, we get some double zeros. So around double zero to about 28, I would say. And we take those on consignment as well. So if you have a prom dress or your daughter has a prom dress from last year that she's not going to wear again, you can consign that with us. And usually with prom dresses, they're going to be over $50. So that's a 50-50 split on those. But almost all of our prom dresses are under $200, with all of them being under $300. And we even have some new like Sherry Hill dresses. So I'm talking like, you know, $700-$800 dresses that have never been worn. So we had a great selection last year. I was really happy with all the ones we got in.
Yeah, that's awesome. And as you said, you know, they can be rather expensive. And so if you're able to reuse and get more life out of that dress, it's an amazing thing to be able to do with consignment.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. And you can wear it and reconsign it the next year if you want to. I have people that do that.
So. Yeah, absolutely. if it's someone's going to take it, for sure. Yeah. So let's talk about the suits for purchase then. So this is kind of a newer venture, and tell us kind of what are the options and how do people go about that?
Yes. So the time frame for purchasing is a little bit different unless I have something in the shop, which I do keep a little bit of a variety in the shop. But there's so many different size ranges that people could be. They might need a short, need a tall, need a longer rise pant. You know, you never know. So ordering things for each person, special ordering tends to be the best for most things. So I usually say about a month out for that. We can sometimes do stuff in a shorter time frame, but so that I'm not panicking and you're not panicking, a month out is pretty good. Especially, you know, for a wedding and stuff, you're going to know you're going to that more than a month in advance. So we have, about double the amount of options of the rentals in purchase. So we have like people ask me for, do you have a pink suit for prom? My son really wants to own his suit and he wants pink. Well, we have that now. Or we have leopard. I don't know that I would recommend leopard, but we've got it. We have a ton of different shades of like green and just lots of different things. We even have like sport coats and blazers. I know John Hall from the Chamber, when I started doing suits, he was the first customer. He was like, I need some of those. He looked through the book and he said, oh, you have a pretty good selection. That's nice. And he bought this, I think it was like a burgundy blazer. And I told him, oh, I love that blazer. I really recommend it to people because I loved it when it came in for you. And he goes, no, I get so many compliments on that. Don't tell people to buy that. I want to be the guy with that. I like that jacket. So that's there. We have a lot of unique stuff if you're looking for something kind of funky.
Yeah.
But in general, the price point is not way more than renting. We do sell all the same brands that they sell at Mormon Clothiers and Ames, which, you know, it's an Ames, so it's a little bit pricier anyway. But the same suits that we sell that they sell, we're at about 35% the price point. So about 65% off from over there with the same stuff. So, for example, a full set for prom is going to be jacket, pants, shirt, vest, tie, and shoes. And that's going to be $205 out the door. So that's damage waiver included, shipping included, replacements included, everything's included. With the exception, if you have your own shoes or you want to buy a pair of sparkly loafers, we get that a lot. Then that takes the $15 shoe charge off. So it'd be $190. So for a full suit, we're going to be anywhere from $340 on up, depending on if you want a super fancy wool suit or something like that. So you're looking at, I mean, about $150 more, but you can own everything and then it's custom tailored to you. So we include all the alterations and tailoring in that price. So that's the out the door price for however you want it done.
And then you can reuse it time and time again.
Right. If you're going to wear it twice, it's pretty much worth buying one.
Yeah, absolutely. And you do the measurements as well.
Yes. So we do measurements for suits and tuxedos, which is, I mean, similar, but, you know, the fits are kind of different. And the measurements for purchase are quite different as well. So, yeah, we do all the measurements for stuff like that. We'll do, you know, full wedding parties. The guys will come in separately, get measured, and then they'll come in the week of the wedding and pick everything up. We actually have a couple of November weddings coming up, nice. So that'll be fun. But with the purchases specifically, we'll measure, and then you come back and try everything on, and we'll pin it for how we want to do the alterations. And we do all the alterations locally as well. And then you come back and pick it up, and then it's yours. But we also do dry cleaning now.
Yeah.
So if you buy a suit and you need it dry cleaned, our dry cleaning is actually Varsity Cleaners out of Waterloo. And that's who used to be over in the laundromat. But they changed ownership, so they're not doing it anymore. So we're doing it. So, for example, if you want a full suit, like jacket and pants, dry cleaned, all you do is drop it off with us, give us your name and number. We send it out for dry cleaning. Within a week, it comes back, and it's about $15. So it's pretty inexpensive.
Yeah, I just had my husband's suit after some funerals. We got it all dry cleaned up with you guys, and it was awesome. So
yeah, they're pretty quick. They're pretty good.
Yeah, it's a good deal. And so, Retta, I just wanted to also comment. You have great social media. So if anyone is looking for any more information on any of the things that we talked about, they can visit your social media, or your website is awesome as well. So tell
us
those handles and the website again.
Yep. So we try to keep it easy. Everything is the same handle. So it's the word state and then ST, the word trading, and then CO. So State Street Trading Co. So that's our handle on Facebook and Instagram. That is the beginning of our email, just at gmail.com. And that is our website, statestradingco.com.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much, Retta, from State Street Trading Company, for joining me on this Chamber Member Moment presented by Greg Young, Marshalltown Chevrolet.
Loved ones with Alzheimer's and dementia need extra love and a special kind of care. The Willows of Marshalltown provides both. If you are caring for someone with Alzheimer's or dementia, we are here to help. At The Willows, we provide a special, caring environment for your loved one with a dedicated family of caregivers. Call our director, Jennifer, for a personal chat at 758-3123. That's The Willows, 758-3123. When you're here, you're home.
Hi, I'm Dustin Hoskins, General Manager at Greg Young Chevrolet of Marshalltown. We love being part of Marshalltown and serving our community. At Greg Young, we go the extra mile to ensure you find the perfect vehicle at an unbeatable price. Our customers keep coming back because of our dedication to quality, service, and you, the customer. Visit us on South Center Street, just north of Highway 30, or check us out online at gregyoungmarshalltown.com, where we go the extra mile for you.
Welcome back to the Chamber Member Moment, presented by Greg Young, Marshalltown Chevrolet. I'm Sarah Smith, Membership and Communications Director for the Marshalltown Area Chamber of Commerce. We have some upcoming chamber networking events. Coming up on November 19th, Caffeinated Conversations will be hosted at Community Choice Credit Union, and that'll be from 7:30 to 9 in the morning. And then on November 21st, Business After Hours will be at Helberg's Jewelers, and that will run from 4 to 6 p.m. Helberg's Jewelers always has a great turnout, so we're super excited for that ahead of the holiday stroll. Business After Hours and Caffeinated Conversations are our monthly chamber networking events, so chamber members have the opportunity to network with other chamber members and get into these different businesses that you maybe haven't been in before. So check those out on November 19th and November 21st. And then in December, we'll have Caffeinated Conversations at the Chamber office, and that'll be hosted by Scooters Coffee. Our coffee bar in our office is sponsored by Scooters, and we have great coffee every single day, but this will be a fun event to have some representatives from Scooters at our office on December 4th, and that'll run from 7:30 to 9 in the morning. Business After Hours will be at Pinnacle Bank on December 10th, and that is from 4 to 6 p.m. Connect Marshalltown is our social gathering that is open to the public. And so on December 5th, that will be at Morisco's El Capitan, and that will run from 4 to 5:30. So you're able to stop by, grab a drink on the chamber, have some appetizers, and stop out to Morisco's if you haven't been out there before. Ladies Night Out is tomorrow, November 7th. Participating chamber member businesses will be offering prizes, refreshments, and promotions. And it's also Alzheimer's Awareness Month. So we have chosen to support this cause, and each participating business will have an email list that you can sign up to participate in, and we will donate a dollar back to Alzheimer's Awareness for that. So participating businesses include Blissful Expressions, Britt Marie's & Co., Brown Shoe Fit Company, Helberg's Jewelers, In Stitches, La Michoacana Extra, Lily Mae Chocolates, Maurice's, McGregor's Furniture and Mattress, Nina's Attic Boutique, Oliver Bean Designs, Real Deals Marshalltown, Stepping Stones Christian Bookstore, Tannin Wine Bar, The Flying Elbow, and Tremont on Main. Also coming up in November, we will have a Small Business Saturday, which is November 30th. So participating chamber members will have ballot boxes at their locations where you can sign up to win holiday chamber bucks. So these chamber bucks are special in that they are encouraged to be used before Christmas back at these businesses. So chamber members can sign up to participate by emailing office@marshalltown.org. These small business events are sponsored by our Think Local First sponsor, Central Iowa Capital Advisors Gary Shout, and Greg Young Marshalltown Chevrolet. This Chamber Member Moment was presented by Greg Young Marshalltown Chevrolet.